about this week?
It's been great. You know, my game's been really solid all week. It's been solid for a long stretch now. But I've kind of gotten a couple things to click, hitting it really nice, made a couple putts, so nice to be at the top heading into Sunday.
Of course, even par yesterday is never a bad round out here, but just how do you rebound when you know you're a few shots back and then bounce back up to the top?
Yeah, I was actually pretty happy with my day yesterday. I got off to a pretty poor start, was a few over early and battled back. I had a birdie putt on 9 to shoot under par for the day, so playing my last 9 holes and 4 under yesterday, it was kind of like, all right, let's just kind of ride that momentum into the day, and I came out firing today, so kind of try to do the same thing tomorrow.
End of the season here, you were in the same position at the beginning of the season. Just how does it feel to come full circle, and how are you going to tackle tomorrow?
Yeah, it feels great. It's always good to be in this spot. I've been here a couple times, and I think the last few times I've been in the lead or around the lead, I've definitely taken a couple things away, learned a couple things, what might work better for me in the future. So I plan on using those to my advantage tomorrow, hopefully.
Seems like you had a good following out there too today.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to be in the last group. Usually people want to watch some good golf. So, no, it's fun. We have some local support here, and it's good crowds, so it's always fun being here.
John, you talked about the finish yesterday. Just what did you learn about yourself in those 9 holes?
Yeah, you know, this is a golf course where you can't really get defensive. If you miss your spots in the wrong spots, you're going to find yourself struggling to make par, kind of like I did on 18 just now. So really just when you get out of position, you got to manage it, and I plan on sticking with the same game plan tomorrow and take advantage where I can and conservative where I need to.
How has that maybe been a story of the season, just trying to grind through and just battle within to just find something and get the most out of it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? And I've always loved this golf course. I think this golf course puts an emphasis on ball striking more than some of the ones that we play. You got to play all around really good golf out here. It's a really good test. So to be 13 under, whatever I am right now, some really good golf, and see if we can finish it off tomorrow.
How many times you been out here now?
Too many. I hope this is my last, but I mean, it's always good being here, but I think I've played every year here since 2020, so
okay.
5 or 6 now. So you definitely learn a couple things here and there, and see what we can do.
What has stood out to you maybe this year in correlation with years past?
Yeah, I think my game's in a little bit better shape this year coming in than it has been in the past. I missed a cut last week, but felt like I played all right. But I think I made the last 8 cuts before that and had a bunch of top 20s. So I think game's just in a better shape, and I feel like I'm kind of firing where I need to and taking advantage. There's holes out there where you have wedges and you can make birdies, and I've done a good job of taking advantage of some of those chances so far.
So. John, what hole are you proudest of today and why?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to think back about that. Honestly, like I say, you don't play too many stress-free rounds out here, and I think I hit the first 17 greens in regulation, so I didn't really have to stress that much today, and it was kind of the same on Thursday. Obviously, anytime you shoot 62, you're doing something right. So, but inevitably, tomorrow and throughout the week, you're going to get out of position and just going to kind of get it back to where we can make par at that point, and that's kind of my game plan.
You mentioned stress and all that. People just don't realize how tough it is to get that tour card, do they?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a grind. I've been doing it since 2020. So I said it Thursday, I think. I'm grateful for the Korn Ferry Tour. I appreciate everywhere I've been and all that I've accomplished. But everybody here, their goal is to play on the PGA Tour and be one of the best players in the world. So this is a great springboard for that, and it provides us great opportunities and kind of gets us ready. I've been fortunate to play, I think, 4 tour events now, and it really kind of prepares you for the next level. And so, hopefully I have a good day tomorrow and I'm ready to get out of here.
This course is known for testing every club in your bag. How do you appreciate a challenge like that?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I think you see generally the scores here are higher than other places. You got to drive a good to hit it in the fairway to be able to get it. The sections aren't huge. The greens have a ton of slope, and you got long irons into some of the holes. So there are holes you can take advantage of, and I've been able to do that so far. But you really got to manage your way around it. You can't just bomb it and wedge it on the green all the time. So.